This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I am thrilled today to be joined by one of the great chief nursing officers in the country. We're joined today by Dr. Akita Brown, who's had just a fantastic career. She's one of the leaders at the Inova Health System, also a fantastic health system in Northern Virginia, led by Dr. Stephen Jones, a great, great system. Dr. Brown, can you take a moment and say hello to the audience and just take a moment to introduce yourself?
Good morning, everyone. It is awesome to be able to chat with you this morning. As Mr. Becker has already noted, my name is Akita Brown. I've had the pleasure of working here at Inova Health System for almost 10 years now. Inova is a health system in Northern Virginia. We have 5 hospitals and an expansive network of primary and specialty care practices, emergency and urgent care centers, as well as outpatient. We have 24,000 team members that we care for, and we also serve over 1 million patients every year.
Amazing. It's Dr. Akita Brown. And Akita, Dr. Brown, talk to us about this year. What are you most excited about?
Well, this year, I am really excited that we are changing our focus. And it's not only in nursing, but in healthcare at large. It seems like the path ahead may be a little bit challenging, but I'm excited to be a champion of change because we have an opportunity to truly make a difference. I think that in the last 6 to 18 months, there's been a lot of changes in healthcare, but I'm excited about the challenge.
And take a moment. You've had this brilliant commitment to lifelong learning. Started off registered nurse program, bachelor's of nursing at one of the great historic black colleges in the country, Howard University, one of the greatest schools we have in our nation. Then went back to the master's in healthcare, then did a PhD. Talk about the import of that commitment to self-improvement, lifelong learning, and trying to keep on getting better and learning. Talk about that as an inspiration to people.
You always want to be the best version of yourself. And I found that enriching your education and investing in yourself is one way that you can really be most proficient. So at one point, I started off my career in the military and I was in undergrad at that time. I graduated as a commissioned officer, but I realized that maybe early in my career that it's really important to equip yourself with knowledge, especially when you're working in healthcare. So I encouraged my team as well as myself, go back and let's advance our education. Let's be the best versions of ourselves. And that's exactly what I did. I went back to school. I attained, as you said, my master's. Then I went on for the PhD. And I wanted to get a PhD because I am committed to lifelong learning and research. And I wanted to make sure that I'm always on the front end of what's happening in healthcare and that those things that I'm not too certain of, I would definitely refer back to the book knowledge. What's new in the industry? What does the research say? And apply that in our daily practice. And you do that exceedingly well when you equip yourself with knowledge.
I mean, it's really just absolutely fantastic. And talk a little bit about what trends are you watching currently? What's top of mind currently? How does staffing look today? What's top of mind and what are you thinking about currently?
Well, one of the things that's interesting with staffing is definitely we're in a period of workforce transformation. Our workforce is different post-pandemic. There's different needs of our team members. So in order to meet those needs, we do have to create new models of care, mentorship models, bring in innovation, but also cultivate an atmosphere that's conducive to our team members' ability to actually understand where we are, come up with creative solutions. And we're seeing a transformation in the workforce where people are coming back and they're staying a little bit longer, they're more stabilized. So it's a better time now than it was in the pandemic era.
Thank you. And take a moment. Dr. Brown, on advice that you would give to emerging leaders. What advice do you give to emerging leaders trying to have great careers, trying to have an impact?
One thing that I would say to any leader is invest in your workforce and build trusted relationships. People are the heart of all that we do. And for sustained optimal outcomes, work to assure your teams have a sense of purpose and joy. It's so important team members feel valued, have a voice in an atmosphere where there's psychological safety, and they're given the space for creativity.
Thank you. And any other, Dr. Aquita Brown, any other words of wisdom you'd like to share with our audience today?
One thing I'd say that's really important is be authentic. No matter what's happening, be who you are and make sure that you're, those that are in contact with you know that you have that understanding, that you are empathetic, that you are genuine, because I can say that when people feel that you're authentic, there's a greater appreciation for who you are as a person, and never feel that you've ever arrived. Always continually work to be the best version of yourself.
Dr. Brown, what a great pleasure of my day to get to visit with you today. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, Dr. Aquita Brown, phenomenal visit with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.